Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
All right, that's Kate Scott. Kate Scott, our old friend, our sister from another mother. All the final calls, the Sixers go down 0-2.
Who are you rooting for in this one?
Sixers, Knicks?
Yeah.
I smoke with Mike, though.
I picked the Knicks in seven because my belief was Embiid's not going to be able to make it through.
No, I didn't say who you picked. I'm saying who you're rooting for.
I'm indifferent.
I'm rooting for the Knicks. I want Knicks fans to be happy. My boy Jamie Dimon is a diehard Knicks fan. I want him to be happy.
Oh, that's cool.
They've been miserable. Honestly, Knicks fans have been miserable,
but so what? I don't care. Let them be miserable.
Why?
Because they overrate New York.
But you love the Yankees.
I don't love the Yankees. I don't respect the Yankees.
No, the difference.
It's a difference. I respect the Yankees. I do like Madison Square Garden. I got flashbacks to the 90s yesterday with the Oregon playing, with Spike Lee sitting courtside.
All the legends.
The defensive chit. You had Sprewell. You had Starks. You had Tim Thomas. You had Melo, Carmelo Anthony. I do love the Garden.
Come on.
The Garden. The backdrop was everything. But I got no dog in the fight. I'm watching these playoffs stress-free.
Yeah, see, I'm going against Philly. I'll let them know. They know. They know where we're at.
Philly knows. Philly's going to lose. I'm not worried about them losing. They're not going anywhere. Not with a beat like
but
that.
The hard part for me is like, and this is the same thing I say with like the Eagles. Like I can't stand the fans. But I'll tell you this. I love watching Embiid. I love watching Maxey. Yeah. Now, I think Tobias Harris is grossly overpaid.
Oh, he is.
Grossly overpaid.
Well, they're going to move off him in the offseason. And they'll have somebody.
Who's taking him?
No, they could move off him. Like, contract. I think he's a free agent after
is
the season.
Is he? I thought he signed a $180 million deal.
There's like an option. He's playing his last game.
I'll stand down.
So they got a lot of money coming in, and they're going to be in the sweepstakes for a Malik Monk. For a Klay Thompson.
Well, they need another
for
shooter.
For a big boy.
Yeah, they need a shooter. Yeah,
he's an unrestricted free agent after this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Finally, that albatross is done.
And they're going to have a lot of money to spend. Now, I don't know if Klay Thompson likes the cold in Philadelphia. He's a West Coast guy.
Nick Nurse.
But there is Embiid and Maxey could create a lot of good looks for you.
What did you think of Nick Nurse's look yesterday with the double chains? And
well, he's always got the NN hat, the Nick Nurse hat. Yeah, he's been having that since Toronto in the NBA Finals in 2019.
You shouldn't have your own logo monogram.
Oh, okay, Spinotti, here we go. The Jinx. Oh, is this Nick Nurse? Oh, okay, gotcha. Sorry, got derailed there, but here's Nick Nurse.
Oh, okay.
After the game.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. Went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started, and yeah, I mean, I guess I got to run out onto the floor or do something to make sure and get his attention, but I needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it. There was no time to talk about it. Matt, you can ask him if you want to. See if he saw me calling timeout. I just watched the film just to make sure, and I'm clearly calling timeout. I didn't see if he looked at me in the film, but I could see me clearly calling timeout twice.
So that's Nick Nurse. They didn't get the timeout there.
Cry me a river.
I mean, you blow a 5-point lead with 27. I mean, you're up.
He's full of baloney.
And then you got the announcer's jinx. How about
what
this?
About Kyle Lowry, the 20-year veteran, understanding the situation?
Yeah, no, he doesn't understand the situation because he's into his own head.
Am I
he's
wrong?
Worried about flopping.
Guy played at Villanova like in the 90s.
But how about this on the Sixers broadcast? They're up 5.
Is this radio or TV?
TV.
Uh-huh.
They're up 5. And listen to the confidence. They were already lighting their cigars.
No, they weren't.
We'd love to, but the goal is not having home court advantage to getting home court advantage by winning one of the two games on the road. Job done. Let's head down to the turnpike.
Now he splits them. Stay tuned. Post-game live. It's going to be fun. Brunson pushing off. No whistle.
Oh, no.
Kate Scott.
The Kate so, kiss of death.
Zucci, mate. Thanks for the correction.
Oh, my
sister
God.
From another mister, Kate Scott. Our sister from another mister, Kate Scott.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard it either. That's
I've
what I always say.
I've never heard that.
Either.
Zucci, we always you're the man.
Hey, listen.
You sent me some great things on Instagram, too.
Hey, listen. Kate and them, they were lighting up in Philadelphia. They were feeling so good, and I felt good for
Poor
them.
Kate.
I felt good for them to gut that out. To come back and take the lead at Madison Square Garden, and they had led damn near the entire game and lose in that fashion. And you got Embiid saying, "We're going to win the series." I don't know, brother. I don't know, man. I don't know. They haven't got a good Brunson game yet.
So when they go back to Philly, I want to see like Jahlil Okafor and Nerlens Noel and all of the, you know, the blueprint, the tanking team. I want them
Sam
all.
Sam Hinkie?
Yeah, exactly. I want them all to be front row.
Want Ben Simmons?
I want Ben Simmons there.
You
sipping
want Brett
wine.
Brown?
Yeah, exactly.
You want Jim O'Brien?
Exactly.
You want
Michael Carter Williams?
Michael Carter Williams.
Oh, did, my hey, God. He I haven't rookie, thought about him in forever.
He did win Rookie of the Year.
Well, who else
That's
win
incredible.
That
he did?
He won Rookie of the
I
Year.
I don't even remember that.
He won Rookie of the Year.
If a tree falls in the forest and nobody sees it, I mean, Jesus.
That's a name I've not heard in a long time.
It is fun. I will say, like, look, we were on top for so long. There is a small part of me that is now enjoying watching from afar and just being able to laugh
get the love
and
of the
look
game.
Into the tears.
Look, you get the love of the game back.
100%.
The purity of the game.
How much
not
fun
a real
was it fans. To watch the like, Lakers Nuggets with zero... Like, I mean, I was running against the Lakers, but I was also sitting there watching the King, and I was going, God, the King still got it.
Oh, I'm
and I'm not talking about Bonte Hill. No. I meant LeBron.
Well, Anthony Davis after the game. This is a nice little walk-off.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? And what was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Oh, thanks for the play-by-play, LeBron.
That little clank was him shooting.
Anthony Davis.
Anthony
Davis.
Stop it.
That clank was LeBron's three at the end of that game.
You wouldn't even have won. You wouldn't even be close to that game.
Don't be Skip Bayless.
Yeah, come on.
I'm nuts. Are you guys serious?
You got the D-Lo game.
Yes, they lost. There you go.
And would you
the biggest shot of the game? He missed it. What do you want from me?
Why are they wearing yellow on the road?
He's wide open.
Why are they wearing yellow on the road?
I hate it too. I was talking about that.
The Nuggets wear blue.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, the blue and purple contrast with
black.
Or black, whatever it was.
It's gross. Go back to the home whites.
The Nuggets jerseys were horrible.
Oh, I love the Nuggets jerseys. I did love them. I'm not going to lie. I like those
Nuggets
jerseys.
Let's put a mathematic equation on there after. There's four digits.
It's the altitude.
No, I'm well aware of what 5,280 is.
Did you, is this guy serious? If you read the poll yesterday.
It's also
you got to be more cultured to know about these jerseys, all right?
Sam Amick had a quote in that story where players say, they need to do something about the altitude. I'd be dog tired. And when you first get into the arena, the first thing it says, welcome to the Mile High City.
They had 5,280
feet of elevation.
They had it underneath the free throw line forever. On the court. And now the Broncos have it on their helmets as well. I'm just saying, on the jersey on the front, it looks terrible. You look like a marathon runner.
Worst jersey, the Nuggets one or the new Bronco ones?
Oh, the new Bronco ones
are so bad.
Oh, the
Bronco ones are terrible. These Nugget jerseys are okay. I like these Nugget jerseys.
Yeah, you're sitting alone on that one.
Yeah, I like this jersey. This jersey was good. It was a good jersey. And the shot was even better. Oh, my gosh. Let me know when you get LeBron James moping and whining at the end of the game. They're all the Lakers, dude. Charles Barkley, I got to play this out. This guy, the Lakers, they never cease to amaze me. Actually had a lot of respect for them during that game. I was like, wow, Lakers playing well. They're executing. AD's playing like a man.
Like he has D-Lo. A respect meter.
I do have a respect meter.
And it fills up as the game.
You were rooting against them the whole time.
I was just sitting back
waiting for the
watching
King's
good
demise.
Basketball. I was watching saying, how are the Nuggets going to do this? Because even when they went down 20 and the crowd was in, I said, they're not out of this. They're not out of this. And Christian Brown, this white boy could go. This guy was at Kansas, won a national championship. He's a role player. He's the same dude.
Yes, he's a great role player.
I like this guy. He's a nice role player.
Yeah.
He's a perfect piece for a championship team. He came in
and he flipped that game. He's perfect off the bench.
Dude, he flipped that game.
Perfect off the
second
bench.
Quarter. First, the end of the third quarter, they go into the fourth quarter down 10. I said, oh, the Lakers in trouble. Lakers in trouble. And despite LeBron going God mode in the fourth quarter, where he was going crazy. I mean, I was like, wow, this guy's 39 years old still doing this. No, I don't want him with the Warriors. I don't want him. No, that's not what was going on in my head. What was going on in my head was, how are Jokic and Murray going to do this? How's Mike Malone going to get this team to defend at a high level? KCP, the plays are being made. I was just sitting back and enjoying the game. Even when LeBron was making threes, I was like, oh! KCP ducking over Torrey Prince. Oh!
Look, I know
Jamal Murray, oh!
There's not a lot of moves out there to be made, and I'm telling you right now, pair up Curry and LeBron. I'm here for it. We're all here for it. Dude, you are so full of cap, it's not even funny.
Why am I full of cap?
Because everyone would take LeBron in a heartbeat right now. They could say whatever they want. They will take that fourth quarter. He showed you he could still pull back and be one of the top two or three players in the league at any given moment.
And he's still going to lose in the first round.
Because the team around them isn't good enough. And the Warriors are at home. They will get to the playoffs with LeBron and Curry. Absolutely.
Okay, great. We'll lose in the first round.
Better than being the 10-11 seed.
Oh, my gosh.
Paying $400 million for your team.
We the bar is dropped so far.
Make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
You got to recalibrate.
All right. Sure. It's coming up in a game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We got Giants. We got so much stuff to get into, man. All right, it's a buffet. Buffet. What do you want? Fried chicken? You want the ice cream sundae? You want the Sizzler special? The Sizzler special, I should say? Whatever you want. 888-957-9570 is the number.
The Lakers stink!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.